Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. Colby ordered a bunch of pizzas. He's got refreshments. We got Tolo Back Window Decals. Toys for Tots is here. And they're looking for unwrapped toys for the kids. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to graystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much. Hey, Lucius, got a question for you.
Yeah, what up, though?
The song is what, California Love? Is that what the one's called? Is
yeah.
that the song you play?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play songs that when you have to do a read, that the rhythm of it kind of goes along with your read?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I just want to hear something else.
Because it's the cadence. It's funny. When you read that, it's like the read kind of matched what you were doing with the music. And how
with the vibe, bro.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking, man, look at Lucius. He's like playing this music to like make his read flow smoother. So it's just, I thought maybe I was just, you know, sitting around when you had about 3 hours of sleep, there's things you notice, you know. So
yeah, pop into your head.
That just ideas pop
I get
in
it.
Your head. So anyway, but thank you guys, appreciate that. Football last night.
Mm-hmm.
Football last night.
Football was played.
Did it happen last night?
Football
was that real?
Football was played last night.
I was so bent.
I know.
I know. What if there was an area though? If there was an area of the game that you were really – that you were bent about.
Yeah.
You know? The thing that – and I'll talk about it here in a little bit, the special team stuff. Because to me, that's – that Bill Parcells, as much as he hated me, he always talked about the hidden yards.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, wasn't that hidden last night, was it?
Well, the hidden yards, like, are the penalties mm-hmm. you get, you know, hidden yards – the kickoff returns, the punt returns, you know, those are the hidden yards in a game. And I'm sitting there watching that, and every time you felt like that you had a chance, Aubrey would kick that ball off and you would go, this damn thing's coming back to the 50. You know, and it just that they were already like you
basically in field goal range. Every time I thought they got to do better this time. Surely they've
yeah.
cleaned this up.
Yeah. But it didn't. It didn't.
No.
It didn't. And what's really disappointing about it is they've had some trouble this year with this. This
For
hasn't
sure.
been.
Yeah.
This isn't one of those things like, oh, look, in week 14, we're just going to not play. We're not going to cover kicks. But what they tried to do a couple of different times, and I mentioned this earlier a few hours ago, that when you watch it on tape, there's nothing really exotic that the Lions were doing. And it's hard to really be exotic with a bunch of when you're not full running down the field. There used to be a time where you could like crossers and you know you could do all kinds of things to kind of set up blocks.
Yeah.
But Detroit played you pretty whoever didn't get the ball went and attacked what you would call L1 or L2. That's, you know, left or right, you know. So that first guy is who they would attack with the off returner.
Okay.
And now it was about let's use the others to try and kind of kick in and create like a seam. And they were just taking it. They were just taking it at the seam or taking it at that. They get the kick or get a tie up and then get the pins inside. And then they get it out on the edge. Guys weren't getting off. There was one of the big returns that they had, not the last one, but the Dallas tried something where they were going to run, Maris Liefau, and they were going to run Hunter Lipke. So here they are stationary. They run them. They kick the ball deep left. So everybody knows. Okay, when the huddle call deep left, ball is going to be so. There's some guys that say they used to have a thing called avoid right, avoid left. So whatever side the ball was kicked to, everybody knew avoid blocks left. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to avoid a block, you had to go to your left. Because if you didn't, if there was one person that didn't, there would be a natural gap mm-hmm. there. Well, Dallas has a situation where they run Hunter Lipke and Maris Liefau like down inside. They run him like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside. Like, they're inside players, but they run them to the edge to try and get to the ball. And then you have James and Clark are going to fill behind them. So you got two going to the ball, two trying to fill. Well, what happens is Lipke and Maris get blocked. And now two to the fill get blocked. So there's this big gap in between where –
Brandon Aubrey standing at the end of it.
Yeah. So what's happening is they're trying to get ball – they're trying to get defenders to the ball and then fill behind it, and they didn't get it filled because when they got there, they got blocked. So now there's this crease mm-hmm. that you're dealing with the return. So – couple of times, like I say, Dallas tried to do some things like, okay, let's see if we can mess up their account, their account across the board, and they didn't do it, and so unfortunately, Dallas, they had to deal with a couple.
Do you
of those
think
numbers.
It's player fix or should Sorensen be out of here?
To me, that's why. Why are we? Give me the why here. Give me the why. What do we? Are we trying to get – I mean, we all know Maris can – we know Maris will fight his way in there. We know Hunter Lipke will fight his way,
Yeah.
To me, I'm just kind of looking at it as why – if we're struggling with some defending returns, why – I mean, I can understand trying things, but how about just maybe like –
hit the basics.
Let's kick it deep. Avoid all blocks left. Everybody take off, avoid. And that way you got all the gaps accounted for. But here, it was pretty simplistic what the Lions were doing to you. And now you had to, you know, every time you look up, the ball's at the – their starting field position was at the 41.
Wow.
Yeah, and what annoyed me was it was just, why not kick it in the end zone?
Yeah,
like, just if you're consistently just getting beat with the returns, yeah, just boot it in the end zone. You know Hubbard can do that easily.
Yep.
That would be admitting defeat, wouldn't it? I don't know if coaches are built like that. Like, we're just going to give it to you at the 35?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if they're starting at the 41, you know, at least you're saving 6 yards.
We've been doing a pretty good job. I mean, they're probably bottom third in special teams, but a lot of the field position's between the 25 and 30 most weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, just back-to-back games for sure they've lost.
I think this one was one of the reasons why. I think turnovers. I think Dallas defensively, this is going to sound crazy. If you study in and you look at, like, okay, the metrics will tell you about the numbers, but you look, if you watch Dallas play on all their third down, there weren't that many of them, but you watch them play on third down, they actually had a pretty good plan how to play against Detroit. The run wasn't going to be a factor. The factor was that you stopped with the pressures. You stopped with the blitzing. You stopped with the bringing the fifth guy. And for the life of me, I said it earlier, I don't know what spooked Eberflus on this thing. Because to me, if I would have seen that, I would have kept it up.
Right.
I would have kept bringing the extra rusher. Because they clearly had a problem. They had a problem early in that game with Tristan Colon, the guard in that game. Like, he gave up like 6 pressures in the first 10 passes. So they pulled him out and went with Frazier differently there just because they were worried that they were going to get – and then you went away from that. Now, Frazier didn't play poorly, but still you had an opportunity to attack them in a way that that was giving them problems, and you didn't stay with it. So then now you have the problems in the secondary. And like I said, we could talk about Revell. He was not great. I'm not going to sit there and sugarcoat that at all. I think Bland was worse. I think Overshown had one of his poorest games. I said it earlier. I feel like that Overshown, we might be asking too much of him.
Even in his prime, he was a splash guy who would over-pursue and not see things, and he'd be trying to recover late in a play.
Yeah.
You know, so he was, to me, he was never going to be that like menace of a linebacker constantly shutting things down. He's going to be a fast, great athlete, try hard, that, you know, every now and then is going to totally change the game in your favor.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that to me, that we were all thinking that, like, plug him in, everything's going to be cool, he's back playing great, you know.
Yeah.
That as a unit, like I say, the metrics, the numbers, the eye test, some good things that were done. The problems that they ran into, though, was the stuff with the run after catch, and we mentioned that, you know.
Yeah, poor tackles.
And just did not have a really good answer for St. Brown in that football game.
Need a beast middle linebacker? Did you notice anything on Logan Wilson, or do you take a hard look at him or anything?
I think Logan Wilson, though, I think overall as a unit, the back seven, that was a problem. That was they, like I mentioned, Overshown, Logan Wilson, Murray, they didn't. The only thing that you noticed really positive from the linebacker play was the time that Maris Leofau early in the game was bringing some pressures on the blitz. But other than that, it was a really rough game for the safeties, rough game for the corners as well.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner, every day, 3:40 here in the GBAC Nation. The Krusty's Corner immediately following game day always breaks film of the most intense narratives from Cowboys game day here with you every day on The Fan. Okay, Daily Football Fix coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Yep, we've got clapback George Pickens. Which quarterbacks are in and out in the Slay decision? That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.